We are going over the hump. It is a Wednesday edition of the Sports Rush, your daily local sports fix, 4 to 6, Brett Rump with Caleb Hatch. Coming up this hour, it's our weekly visit with the coach, Kevin Donnelly from St. Francis. Of course, the Cougars got their season started with a win on Saturday over at Judson. Now they continue this Saturday on the road before finally playing at home the following Saturday. We'll talk to Coach D about not only what the game, what he learned about his team in the game last week, but what to expect in the week ahead. Coach Donnelly joining us at 5:20. Also, Caleb and I will make our week three NFL picks as we play You Pick 'em. You can play You Pick 'em right now at 1380thefan.com. Just make sure you get registered, make your picks. Of course, remember, everybody is playing for those two tickets to see the Colts home opener in 2022, plus weekly prizes are available. Go ahead and play now. Play for free at 1380thefan.com. 46862, any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, it's the Parkview Sports Medicine text line. Notre Dame and Wisconsin coming up this Saturday. It's the big noon kickoff. And Notre Dame, Wisconsin will go at it at Soldier Field in Chicago. It's a real opportunity for Notre Dame to make a statement. I think most of the country is still trying to figure out what exactly Notre Dame is. How good can they be? You know what it reminds me of a little bit? And we've talked about this before. Notre Dame is to college football right now what Bishop Dwenger was to the SAC. After 3 weeks, Bishop Dwenger had done what they were supposed to do. They were 3-0, but we didn't know if they were really challenged by top competition. Now we've had Dwenger go up against two really good teams, and they've taken two losses. How good is Notre Dame? I think we start to find out this week because it's a stretch on the schedule that everybody looked at and thought, no way Notre Dame runs the slate with that schedule. They've got Wisconsin coming up Saturday. They followed up with games against Cincinnati, Virginia Tech, USC, North Carolina. That's going to be a tough five-game stretch for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, but it all starts with the Badgers. And I think, obviously, the key for this game is going to be at the line of scrimmage. If you force Garrett Mertz into being the guy that beats you, I think Notre Dame's got a chance in this game because I don't have confidence that Wisconsin's going to beat you through the air. I just don't think they've got that type of a complex passing game where they're going to be able to win the game by a shootout or by trying to outscore you because you're taking away their bread and butter, which is their running game. That means Notre Dame up front with their front seven is going to be able to have to handle that offensive line for Wisconsin. 46862, what do you think? The line, what did you say it was earlier, Caleb? Is it 5.5?
5.5.
For Wisconsin?
Yes.
I'm tempted real, real big right here to go with Notre Dame, but I almost feel like Vegas is trying to tempt me to take Notre Dame with a 5.5-point line. But what do you expect? Let us know. 46862. Tell you who else has a big game this week is Indiana. I know it's just Western Kentucky, but it is a road game. It's a nighttime atmosphere. Do not discount the Hilltoppers. They gave Army all they could handle out at West Point. And Western Kentucky can put the ball in the air. So far in two games, Hilltoppers have thrown for 435 yards against Army and 478 yards against UT Martin. Now, you hope that Indiana's got a bit of a better secondary than maybe Army and UT Martin presents. But that's slinging it when you can put up almost, 900 yards, over 900 yards of total offense in two games through the air. So that's going to be the threat facing the Indiana Hoosiers. And I don't know what we've learned about Michael Penix and his status for this week.
He's still a full go as far as we've heard from Tom Allen earlier this week.
So we expect Penix to go, and they're still sticking with Penix. The question was he going to be injured? He was undergoing some examinations because of that elbow. Well, we think it was the elbow. He had a couple of things dinged up, but was it going to be Jack Tuttle? Was it going to be Michael Penix this week? Penix has to play well because if you're going to go against an offense that's always got that big play threat against you, you've got to be able to execute offensively. we'll see how Michael Penix, and I think Michael Penix Jr. might be playing for his position right now. I mean, if he has another off game, I don't think Indiana has a choice but to make the switch, especially with the schedule that the Hoosiers have coming up. Because remember, after the Hoosiers get through Western Kentucky this Saturday, here's the slate they've got over the next, what, 5 or 6 weeks. They've got Penn State on the road. Then, and that's going to be a night game in Happy Valley. Okay, good luck with that. Michigan State comes to Bloomington. The Spartans are 3-0 and looking very impressive through the first three games. Then you've got Ohio State coming to Bloomington. Again, it's going to be one of those games where the Hoosiers will have the big crowd, fired up atmosphere, but it didn't work against Cincinnati. Then you've got Indiana going on the road to Maryland, where the Terrapins are 3-0, before Indiana takes the road trip to Ann Arbor to take on a 3-0 Michigan team. I mean, if Indiana doesn't beat Western Kentucky, then you've got a 1-3 Hoosiers team that will face Penn State, Michigan State, Ohio State, Maryland, and Michigan in their next five. That would have the potential of 1-8 written all over it. That's not going to look good for the Hoosiers, especially when you had so much hype and expectation coming into this season. 46862, Parkview Sports Medicine text line. Meanwhile, Boilermakers should be in good shape. They didn't get completely clobbered at Notre Dame. They host Illinois. It's a very beatable team and a very winnable game for the Boilermakers. Of course, Purdue at home, I mean, against Illinois, I got to feel like advantage Boilers, and I don't know what the line is. I was trying to sneak real quick and see. Purdue by 11. Pretty big line. I like Purdue to win. I don't know about 11 points.
That seems a little high, and you got to remember, injuries are starting to mount up for Purdue on the offensive side of the football. They're already down Xander Horvath. They're starting running back. And they're down David Bell, possibly.
Yeah, we don't know what the status of Bell is.
And Bell's backup also is injured. So they're down several guys. That's Mershon Rice. They're down several players in the skill positions, and Horvath and Bell being two of the best that they have. Illinois is a team Purdue should beat since the game is at home, but don't be surprised if this is closer than you think.
Illinois played one road game so far. That was at Virginia. And they got beat 42-14. That probably influences the line. Purdue should win. We'll see how it goes.
Should win. And Virginia's not that good of a football team either. So Purdue should win, but if the injuries keep mounting up, who knows?
And then Purdue, actually, the schedule's not all that bad for Purdue because they've got Minnesota at home the following week. Then they get the bye before they have to go to Iowa. Then they've got Wisconsin, but it's at Purdue. And then Purdue goes to Nebraska, and Nebraska's not a real good football team. So the schedule over the next few weeks, much easier for the Purdue Boilermakers than it is for IU or for Notre Dame. 46862, Parkview Sports Medicine text line. By the way, oh man, the Padres once again, heartbreaker, lost by a run. I watched this game last night. Somehow I ended up awake at like 1 a.m. and watched the end of this game. Padres end up losing by a run to the Giants. Giants keep showing us why they have one of the best records in baseball. I don't know if they have the best record, but one of the best. The Giants come up with a run in the ninth. Padres then failed to score. They had two on, one out. Fernando Tatis Jr., he struck out. Then you had Manny Machado hit into a double play that ended the game. Padres lose again, and that really hurts because the Cardinals had already won last night, and the Reds lost to the Pirates. So Cardinals getting a pretty firm hold right now on that final playoff spot. Hey, Caleb, I know this is probably is not your thing because you're on all the Netflix, Amazons, Hulus, whatever.
Let's see, Peacock, Netflix, Hulu, and then I use YouTube TV for live TV.
Is Peacock, did they have The Voice?
Probably, yeah.
Because that's an NBC show.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, Fort Wayne once again had a singer that absolutely dazzled on The Voice. It's amazing the run of singers that Fort Wayne has had. I mean, per capita, we've got to have the highest percentage of people that have made it through on The Voice. Of course, the blind auditions going on, and the guy's name is Samuel Harness. And they did the little profile video before he sang last night, and he said, "I'm from Fort Wayne, Indiana." And I caught my attention. I watched the screen and then watched him sing. And three of the four judges turned their chairs, which they turn when they think that a singer has talent and they want to be able to teach and coach them and have them as part of their team. So three of the four coaches turned their chairs to say, "Hey, this guy's got talent." The only one that didn't was Blake Shelton, but Blake, he likes to go for country guys. He's not a country singer. But another star is born here in Fort Wayne because Samuel Harness did a fantastic job last night. Can't wait to hear as they progress into the next round. I think they have knockout round or something like that. That's usually, what, 4 or 5 weeks away? But we'll have to follow his progress. Once again, Fort Wayne with another star on NBC's The Voice. By the way, Ariana Grande is on this, Caleb, and I know you're part of her fan club.
You know me.
I got you figured out. I know what you watch. I know what fan clubs you're secretly a part of. Actually, I will say she's very impressive. She's very intelligent. You know, sometimes you get this preconceived idea of somebody because they play like this ditzy character on TV, and so you just think probably not all that intelligent or something. She is very smart, very knowledgeable when it comes to music and technical parts of singing. She has been very impressive so far as a judge. But there was one moment last night, though, where a fantastic singer that got four chair turns came out and sang an Ariana Grande song with her as a judge and absolutely knocked it out of the park. Fantastic job. And you all assume that she's going to pick Ariana Grande as her coach then, and she ended up picking Kelly Clarkson, which was a funny moment because then Blake had to rub it in to Ariana Grande that the gal comes out, sings your song, and then picks a different judge. But no, good luck to Samuel Harness, Fort Wayne resident, making the 260 proud. Great performance last night on The Voice. All right, Kevin Donnelly, coach of the St. Francis Cougars. Let's talk with the coach about a big win in week one, what he learned about his football team. Looked like offensively they were ready to go after the trip to Carpentersville, Illinois, to take on Judson. We'll talk to Coach D about last week's game and what's coming up when we return here on the Sports Rush on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Welcome back to the Sports Rush, your daily local sports fix, 4 to 6. Brett Rump, Caleb Hatch. And coming up tonight, we've got doubleheader coaching action, coaches action, as we've got coaches shows. The Jeff Brom Show starts at 6:05, and then right after, Inside IU Football at 7:05. So Purdue, 6:05, IU, 7:05, right here on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Now, I do want to peek ahead to tomorrow. White Sox baseball, they are planning on playing at Cleveland, game one tomorrow afternoon. We will have the Sports Rush starting at 4 o'clock, regardless of the status of the baseball game. So join us at 4 o'clock for the Sports Rush coming up tomorrow. Then the high school football coaches show, that will be at 6 o'clock. Then on Friday, of course, our high school football game of the week is at Norwell as the East Noble Knights take on the Norwell Knights. Pre-game show with the Parkview Sports Medicine tailgate show. It will be at 6 o'clock. We will be live on location at Norwell. Norwell fans, come out, say hi. And then the post-game show at the Wayndale Pizza Hut. That will take you up until 11 o'clock right here on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. All right, so, Caleb, we were just comparing our scores as far as how we have done so far in the NFL You Pick 'Em contest. and you're right there on the leaderboard.
Yeah, I'm up there, but I'm not that high. DC's actually ahead of me by one pick.
It doesn't make me feel any better to know that you're not that high, because you scroll down the page, I'm not even showing up yet. I haven't even earned a way onto the leaderboard, period. I may have been disqualified. I've been so bad through 2 weeks. But you're up there. DC is beating you by one.
Yeah, by one.
We, together, Caleb, we cannot. I don't care if it's you, if it's me. I don't care. We cannot let him win this. He's a music guy now. He's not a sports guy anymore. You know why he's up there? I'll tell you why he's up there, Caleb. He's picking the Broncos. That's the only difference. He's picking the Broncos because that's his team.
They have a shot to go 3-0 on Sunday.
Oh, gosh, I don't want to hear it. All right, so here we go, Caleb. Let's go ahead and get into it. It is week 3 of the NFL You Pick 'em contest. And, of course, you can play along. Get signed up for free at 1380thefan.com. Take on Caleb. I'm not even going to say that I'm a challenger here. It's just take on Caleb and try to beat him. I'll make picks, but then we will not talk about my score. All right, it starts Thursday night with Carolina Panthers at Houston. Houston with a backup quarterback. I got to go with Carolina to keep the this is a Carolina team that has looked really good. And
yeah.
Sam Darnold, real impressive last week. They're 2-0. I'll take Carolina on the road.
I'm smiling because, yeah, Carolina just looks so good. I'm going to pick Carolina to go 3-0, baby.
I know. It was one of the teams you picked, and I, like an idiot, kind of made fun of you for it. Here they are, 2-0 with a good chance at going 3-0. All right, Sunday games start off with Indianapolis at Tennessee. Caleb, two of my losses, one of the reasons I have struggled so far is because I have been riding the Colts.
Yeah, you bought the hype.
That time has come to an end. I am taking Tennessee to beat the Colts in Nashville.
I agree. I'm picking Tennessee because I don't think Carson Wentz will play. And I don't think Jacob Eason, or dare I say Brett Hundley, apparently that's an option on Sunday if Wentz is not healthy. Yeah, they're not going to get it done against the Titans.
Somebody's going to get their first win when Atlanta visits the New York Giants. I want so bad to pick Atlanta because so many times they have let me down. And I just feel like this is one of those times that if I pick the Giants, Atlanta will come through. But I'm taking the Giants.
Yeah, I'm taking the Giants. Matt Ryan, he's not going to be the quarterback of the Falcons next year. Calling it now. Giants, they're at least going to stay in the race for the NFC East.
Good game in Kansas City as the Los Angeles Chargers visit the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs have had a tough time defensively. And against Justin Herbert, that Chargers offense, this might be a shootout. But it's in Kansas City. After the Chiefs have lost on the road, I think Kansas City comes back and finds a way to defeat the Chargers.
Yeah, I have the Chiefs only because they're at home in this one.
Cincinnati is at Pittsburgh. This is a tough game for me. It shouldn't be. Big Ben nursing an injury. I don't know what his status is going to be come Sunday, but it's in Pittsburgh. The defense will be the difference. Big loss for Pittsburgh, not having TJ Watt out there. But I will go Pittsburgh to win at home against the Bengals.
So Ben Roethlisberger did not practice today. If he plays, I think Pittsburgh wins.
That's kind of the way I feel.
I'm going with Pittsburgh for now because I think he'll find a way to play.
This might be a late switch for me. Is Watt out? Do we know the status of TJ Watt?
That one I'm not sure.
Because that also could make a difference. Because it's going to be a long, tough day for Burrow with that Cincinnati offensive line against TJ Watt.
Watt was limited, so,
so he's probably
going to play.
He might be able to get back out there then by Sunday. All right, the Chicago Bears go to Cleveland. It is Justin Fields' time for the Chicago Bears. Can the rookie pull off the upset? No, I say. I'll take Cleveland.
Yeah, I like Cleveland here just because a rookie quarterback breaking in is his first start. That's not a recipe for success. Got to go with the Browns.
Do you know Jared Goff is 0-9 in games he started that Sean McVay did not coach? He'll be 0-10 after this Sunday. Baltimore at Detroit. I've got the Ravens.
Yes, the Ravens will flock and swarm the Lions.
This game, I think, is going to be close. New Orleans, New England. I think this will be a bounce back for Jameis Winston. New England, I'm still not sold on their offense. I think defensively they're solid. I'll take the Patriots at home, but this game I think could come down to a field goal.
I'm taking New Orleans. I was worried that you were going to pick New Orleans as well. I was probably going to change my pick, but I'll take New Orleans. I'm not sure why New England is favored in this one. I think New Orleans will bounce back.
I mean, it's at home, and it's America's money. It's, you know, now that we've got all this free money flowing around, it can affect lines. You know, it's all the yahoos who think they can become professional sports gamblers. They're betting New England just because it's at New England. They probably think Tom Brady's still the quarterback up there. That's kind of some dead money that goes New England's way. All right, Arizona at Jacksonville. Not this week, Trevor. Not this week, Urban. I'll go with the Cardinals.
Same.
This is tough, though, because the Cardinals have gone back and forth, East Coast, West Coast, back and forth. And eventually you think that could catch up with them. But I'll take the Cardinals. Washington is at Buffalo. I don't even know. What is it, Heinicke? What's the name of the quarterback for Washington?
Yeah, Taylor Heinicke.
Taylor Heinicke. Yeah, that household name. Sorry. I know Josh Allen. It's also easier to say Josh Allen. So I'm going Buffalo.
I think Washington's an underrated team, but they're going to struggle against the Bills. Washington, though, I think will have a legitimate shot at the NFC East.
Yes. Let's go with the Jets visiting Denver. Oh, I want so bad to say Jets, but I don't want it enough to actually pick it. I'll take Denver.
Yeah, I'll take Denver. The Jets are just hopeless.
Miami, with Jacoby Brissett as the starter this week, they've got to go to Las Vegas and take on perhaps one of the hottest quarterbacks in the NFL right now, and Derek Carr. I'll go with the Raiders at home.
I'll take the Raiders.
Oh, I like that. The Raiders. Late games on Sunday include Seattle at Minnesota. At Minnesota. Why is this game 4:25? Like it's in the national time slot. Why is Seattle and Minnesota the game they put in the national time slot? It's not going to be the national broadcast, but they put it in that window in case there's some reason that the other game doesn't get played. I think Seattle, too much for Minnesota.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins will not like it as the Vikings fall to 0-3.
I don't know
if you caught that joke there.
Oh, was there a joke involved?
Yeah. Video of Kirk Cousins, you know, saying, you like that?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's old.
I guess
old.
You'd have to
it's
know a, the setup
a,
to the joke.
It's a classic. Yeah, it's a classic. Got to look it up.
Yeah, it went right over my head, Caleb. Caleb, I am concentrating really hard on the picks this week because I've been embarrassed for 2 weeks. So, you know, don't try to throw me off with your clever little jokes. Tampa Bay is at Los Angeles against the Rams. This is the kind of game that Tom Brady goes in and wins just when we all think he's going to lose. But I can't go against the Rams. I'll take the Rams in this one against Tampa Bay.
This one concerns me because I also picked the Rams. It's at home. The Rams defense, I think, is really, really good. And I think Stafford will play well. I mean, this is a highlight game. I like the Rams here.
Colts had so many chances, though. Tom Brady is not going to have the same red zone failures that the Colts had.
No.
I mean, think about it. The Colts went up and down the field. They only had to punt twice against that Rams defense. So even though we know the Rams have two or three superstars on the defensive side, do they have a really good defense? I don't know about that. That's why I think this game could be one that I talk myself into switching by Sunday. But right now I've got the Rams. Philadelphia, Dallas, the Monday night game. Can't bet against Dallas. I still don't think Philadelphia is as good as they looked in week one against the Falcons, just because I think the Falcons are just that bad. So I got to go with Dallas in Jerry's world to win over Philadelphia Monday night.
Yeah, I'm taking Dallas in a route here. I don't think Philly is really any good. It's that the Falcons are that bad.
Been a tough place to win for Aaron Rodgers going out to San Francisco, and that is the Sunday night game this week, the Packers and the San Francisco 49ers. I'm torn on this one, Caleb. Why don't you go ahead and pick this one first? I'm going to go ahead and put my score in while you're because this is a pick the score game.
Yeah. I picked Green Bay 27-20. The Packers got back on track. I get it was against the Lions, so we don't expect to be anything this year. But Green Bay has rebounded after a tough week one. I think they'll get this one against San Francisco. And for San Francisco, you start to wonder, how long will this two-quarterback system work?
Going to work enough for the 49ers to get the win. 27-24, San Francisco over Green Bay.
And for the record, my survivor pick is Arizona for week three, because I'm still alive.
Yeah, you know, I look at the survivors for this week, and I'd like to take Cleveland over Chicago, but I can't. I think what I'm going to take Baltimore over Detroit as my survivor this week. There you go. There's our picks. The NFL You Pick 'Em contest. It's available for you to play by going to 1380thefan.com. Get registered in a matter of about 2 minutes. Make your picks. Challenge Caleb and I. And, of course, you can also challenge the rest of our listeners and win weekly prizes. And the best all year is going to win two tickets to the Indianapolis Colts home opener in 2022. Sign up now and play at 1380thefan.com. We'll be back. We're going to have one final shot at it here after we come back from the break before we turn it over to Jeff Brohm and the Purdue Coaches Show. It's all part of a Wednesday here at 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. What has happened to the NFL on Thursday nights? This Amazon is now where I have to try to find the Thursday night football game. Is that what I understand, Caleb? This is getting too ridiculous for me. The game is not going to be on network television. Is there no network television on any of the Thursday night games, or is this a split season? What is going on? The Thursday night games are showing up on this Amazon.
So looks like you can watch it on NFL Network.
Do I have to have it delivered to my house to be able to watch it?
No,
what is the deal with Amazon?
Oh my gosh.
Is that
a streaming service?
How do I get it? Do I have to hook my computer up to my TV?
No.
No,
you just need neither a Google Chromecast, an Amazon Fire Stick, Apple TV, or a Roku.
Oh, well, you know, out of those four things, I don't know any of the four you're talking about.
Do you have a smart TV?
No, I don't.
Okay.
My TV is
very dumb.
Perfectly well matched with me. Yes. My level of technology is zero. See, that's why I had kids, Caleb. I had kids, so I had my own IT department, and then my kids now moved to Florida, and I don't have them anymore. So I am so handicapped when it comes to technology. But I can't believe the NFL. Is Amazon that big of a draw that it's going to get subscribers because of NFL Thursday night? And how long do we have to watch these games on Amazon? Because I wanted to see this game Thursday night, and I'm not going to be able to see it. I'm not going to be able to see the one next week.
You don't have NFL Network?
I have it.
Cable, then you can watch the game.
My cable provider decided they were going to start pulling channels one after another. And then when I call to complain, they try to sell me the channel back. That's what they've been doing. They've been doing it for years.
Call and say you're going to cancel and then ask for that channel back. They'll probably give it back to you.
When you go on to buy an airline ticket, this is just fact. I think it's the way the programs work. When you go on to buy an airline ticket, you look at a ticket and you don't buy it. And then you go back to the site, look up the same airline ticket. It is always going to cost more money because the airline knows you're interested in that because you've visited it previously. That is the way cable works for me. In other words, when I have a channel that they know I'm watching, they take it away just waiting for me to call so they can then tell me, oh, that's part of the premium package. You can pay $15 a month to be able to get it. 46862, Parkview Sports Medicine text line, 46862. Tell you what, for those of you that have stuck us out and been with us the whole show, congratulations. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to Pat Benatar. You know, yesterday we told you we were going to have tickets to give away. Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo are live at the Hobart Arena in Troy, Ohio, a week from tomorrow. We've got two tickets. All you have to do is be our first caller at 447-8500. 447-8500. First caller on the line at 260-447-8500. Two tickets for you. Courtesy of the Sports Rush and 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. You can enjoy Pat Benatar. By the way, next week, I was mentioning Thursday night, I'm going to miss this game too. What is it? Cincinnati and Jacksonville. Two teams that probably don't matter, but a very intriguing quarterback matchup with Joe Burrow versus Trevor Lawrence. Big matchup coming up next Thursday night on NFL Thursday Night Football. That does it for us on this Wednesday edition of the Sports Rush. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, hey, Trey Essex is going to be part of the show tomorrow. Trey Essex, former Harding Hawk, a former Northwestern Wildcat, and a former Pittsburgh Steeler. He's going to talk to us about the situation with Indianapolis Colts and their offensive line, and how difficult is it when you have bodies in, bodies out. We're going to talk to Trey Essex coming up tomorrow. Also, Tommy Schegler and the high school football picks of the week. It's all coming up tomorrow. So join us for a Thursday edition of the Sports Rush right here on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Podcasts by Federated Media.